This is Today in Pickleball, presented by Forward. I'm Marcus.
And but Sakan, and Kusfu Misitan. Ah, Mamis. I'm Adam Jordan, Monday, March 9th. Here's what you need to know.
Joma's PPA deal looks like a sponsorship, but it's actually something much more strategic, and it reveals pickleball's biggest equipment opportunity. Let's start with what's really happening with Joma's PPA partnership. While everyone's talking about a Spanish athletic brand entering American pickleball, they're missing the real story. This isn't about selling shoes.
Exactly. Joma is using PPA pros as test subjects for what our sources are calling pickleball's most overlooked equipment gap. They're data mining every movement, every surface interaction.
What makes this brilliant is the timing. Pickleball footwear is still largely borrowed from tennis and running. Joma gets real performance data from elite athletes to build sport-specific solutions.
And from a player development perspective, this matters. The pros become the R&D lab, but recreational players get the benefits. Better court shoes mean fewer injuries and improved performance at every level.
The partnership also signals something bigger. European brands see opportunities in American pickleball that domestic companies are still figuring out. Joma's not just entering the market, they're trying to define a category.
It's a masterclass in strategic sponsorship. Instead of just slapping logos on existing products, they're using the partnership to solve actual problems. That's how you build market position.
Moving to tournament news, the Veolia Texas Open is bringing stadium-level energy to North Texas, but there's a concerning subplot about eye injuries that we can't ignore.
The Texas event is exactly what the sport needs. Big venues, professional presentation. But medical professionals are sounding alarms about rising eye injuries, and the timing isn't coincidental.
Speaking of major moves, Nike finally showed up to pickleball with Anna Lee Waters. After watching from the sidelines while smaller brands built market share, Nike's making their first official pickleball play.
That's huge for legitimacy. When Nike enters a sport, it validates the market potential. Anna Lee Waters makes perfect sense as their entry point, young, talented, and represents pickleball's future.
Also this week, technological advances are changing transition zone strategy. Shots that were once rare or even taboo are now becoming standard as athletes improve and equipment evolves.
The transition zone has always been pickleball's tactical battleground. As players get more skilled at attacking and defending from that area, it's completely reshaping point construction. For players watching these developments, the lesson is clear. The sport's evolving faster than ever. Whether it's equipment, strategy, or safety protocols, what worked last year might not cut it anymore.
And that creates both opportunity and responsibility. Players need to stay informed about safety issues like eye protection while adapting to new strategic concepts.
On equipment, paddle technology is hitting new heights of power, but there's a dark side. Eye injury data shows a 70% year-over-year spike, and the industry's been surprisingly quiet about protective eyewear.
That's a safety paradox we can't ignore. More powerful paddles plus higher-level play equals increased injury risk. The solution exists, protective eyewear, but adoption is still limited. By the numbers this week, eye injuries are spiking 70% year-over-year. That's not just a statistic, it's a trend that demands attention from players, facilities, and governing bodies.
70%. When you see numbers like that in any sport, it means something fundamental is changing. In pickleball's case, it's the combination of power and pace increases.
Looking ahead, watch how the industry responds to safety concerns. We're at a crossroads where performance gains are creating new risks, and someone needs to address the protective equipment gap.
Also, keep an eye on more European brands following Joma's lead. If their data-driven approach succeeds, it could change how athletic companies enter pickleball.
That's Today in Pickleball for Monday.
New episodes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Full coverage at ForwardHQ.com.
See you next time.